you've probably all had people in your life that no matter how much you tell them that they are loved, that you love them, no matter how much you try to come up with ways to demonstrate it, to show that love, to make it visible, you've all had people in your life who still struggle just to accept the reality of that love. Maybe for some of you, painfully, that's been a spouse, maybe a child, maybe it's you. But we all know, in one way or the other, that experience of trying to convince someone that they are loved, no matter what they may feel, to convince them of the truth that they really are loved. And that, in whatever way that may play out at the human level for us, that has been the experience of the Lord with us over all the centuries. In the first reading today, through the prophet Hosea, he's speaking of the great love that he has for us, his heart that's stirred to pity for us. This is still an early part in this big, beautiful plan of God to reveal fully that love that will happen eventually and ultimately on the cross. But even what he does on the cross on Good Friday doesn't fully convince us. And throughout the centuries flowing from Good Friday into our own day, the Lord is constantly reminding us, trying to convince us of that great love that he has for each one of us. And it's an amazing thing how many different obstacles can end up becoming present in our heart. And so there are different moments, some very significant, where the Lord yet again goes back to the starting point to convince us that we really are loved in such a deep way. What he did with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, revealing to her the depth of the love he has for us in his Sacred Heart, and then asking her to make that devotion known. There were other moments before that, like through St. John Eudes, who promoted devotion to the heart of Christ, especially in the Eucharist. There are those that would come later, like through St. Faustina, Divine Mercy, with the blood and water. It's all part of this same great mystery, that he loves us, and yet he keeps having to come back and try to convince us over and over again of that love. Today, as we celebrate the solemnity of his Sacred Heart, just a really simple prayer for each of us is that in whatever way we may struggle to accept his love for us, that he would find a way in to convince us of that love. You could have an infinitely long list of all of the objections that we put up to that love. One problem that can happen is that sometimes not allowing the Lord's healing in to heal those things that cause us to object, no, you could not possibly love me that much. The only way out, sometimes erroneously, that we find is to say, well, it must be because of me. Like, the only way that I can accept this love is not just because he loves me so unconditionally in the face of my sinfulness, but it must be that somewhere I'm just so utterly perfect that maybe I'm the star of the universe. And we flip to the totally opposite side, and that's not good either. There's a mystery here. How can we be loved so deeply and so infinitely and yet still be a sinner? And there is an incredible tension in that. And yet that's the reality, that he would come and pour out so great a love on a creature who's so wounded by sin, and both of these things at the same moment are forever true. Lord, you love me so deeply, so passionately, so personally, and you do that while I am so wounded by sin. And we just, how do you hold those two things together? We can't really do a good job of it. He can because he's God. But in some way today, let's pray that Paul's prayer and petition in the second reading would be true. To know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. Just that prayer alone, like Paul had some sense that this is something only God could do, that we would come to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. You see the problem there? To know a love that can't be known. That's a divine work. But he wants to do that. And it's got to become a love that goes beyond human reasoning, that somehow gets around the wounds and simply takes possession of our heart, that it becomes the thing that we live out of each and every day. The second part of all that we should be praying for is, Lord, work through me that maybe I can be an instrument to help others come to know that love, that he would work through our human hearts to help let that love get into the hearts of those who just really do not believe that they are worthy or capable of so great a love. So as always, what we have first received, we have to be ready to give freely, without cost, to one another.